The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So a new study by IBEC believes that women have taken on more of the burden of family care during the COVID-19 pandemic than male colleagues in the workplace have done. This led to a very interesting piece by Brenda Parr in the Irish Daily Mail today, in which she suggested that women have rubbished men's domestic skills and are now paying the price for that. What do you mean by that, Brenda?
Well, first of all, Matt, I don't think there's any dispute, actually. I don't think anybody will be able to quibble with those IBEC figures and what they suggest. That the bulk of the management, of the budgeting, of the sheer stress of handling the COVID restrictions and fallout has fallen on women's shoulders. There's no question about that. Most of it has impacted domestically and most of it has impacted on women. But, and so I was not surprised to see that, for instance, 48% of requests for revised work schedules during COVID from women came in respect of looking for time off to care for somebody. Whereas 3%, I think, of men requested time off or rescheduled work for that reason. So, you know, it is beyond doubt, it is beyond question. I suppose the point I was making was, well, who have we got to blame for this? Only ourselves. If you have a fully functioning male partner with two arms, two legs and a head, why is he not able to do his share of the housework? Why are we continually lamenting the fact that women do handle the bulk of domestic duties, even in peacetime, even when there's no pandemic about, and yet have done nothing about it for generations? Remember those ads? There was one up to recently enough. The young lad tried to wash his football shirt and he turns over the packet of washing powder and goes everywhere. And, oh God, men are absolutely useless around the house. They're useless around the house because, A, we allow them to pretend they are, and, B, we kind of indulge that because that's our domain. That's the only way that I can explain it. And I think it is time women faced up to the fact that they have never taken the battle for equality to where it should begin, which is the home. If you're the one who's forever going to be called from work to bring the child to the doctor for stitches or to stay at home because somebody's sick, then how can you expect to compete with a man who's not going to have those requirements impinging on his working life?
Okay, but what about the men who make their best efforts and then who are told that they didn't stack the dishwasher correctly, or that when they did the washing and the clothes, they didn't fold the clothes properly afterwards or do the ironing correctly, or that they can't be trusted to do the cooking because they're not ambitious enough?
Absolutely. These men have my sympathy, Matt. These men have my sympathy because they are unjustly being denied the opportunity to take their share of domestic duties. And I mentioned in the article years ago, I remember speaking to Shirley Conran, who wrote Superwoman. I was saying, how do you do it? I mean, it's easy to say, make sure your man does his share. What do you do? She said, okay, never criticise any domestic effort of his. If he loads the dishwasher with one cup and a spoon in it, say, that's fantastic. I don't know why I never thought of that myself. If he puts a red sock in with all the whites and his shirts come out tie-dyed, he'll soon get the message. You know, whatever you do, don't undo anything. Whatever he cooks, eat it with delight and relish. And soon, you know, whatever minor protest he's making will wear down. But I mean, this is a serious issue, though. I mean, I've had a long had a bugbear about the fact that we are still, in this day and age, allowing only women to take leave for 6 months when they have a baby. You know, after a month at most healthy women are back on their feet. Why do they need a further 5 months out of the workplace? Why is it not possible? I'm not arguing for a shortening of that time, but why can we not, especially in these days of gender identity politics, designate that as parental leave and let whichever parent wants to take it, take it? That way, an employer potentially facing a man and a woman equally qualified, young woman, is not going to do what I know a small SME owner friend of mine says she routinely does. Besides, look, the girl is great, she's fantastic, she's well qualified, but he's not going to go on maternity leave.
Okay, you know, and look, that's a simple thing. Can I come back to one other point,
achieved,
though?
Yes.
And just going back to what, if you want maybe adult men in a relationship with an adult woman to do their bit, do you not necessarily have to get it done from a much earlier stage in life? As in, if you're this generation, it can be sort of almost written off that you got to get the children trained at an early age, boys and girls, to do all those things so that when they go into their adult life, they will just do it naturally.
The funny thing thing is that a lot of young men who've been used to doing stuff at home for their mammies get into a relationship and suddenly they're with some doe-eyed woman who goes, no, don't worry, you sit down now and I'll have your dinner on the table in a minute. Unfortunately, I think that still happens. I was just reading, you know, one of the, what's her name, that Nadia, who won a bake-off a few years ago. She said her kids, every Saturday morning, they're 8, they're 10 and 12, they're up with their scrubbing brushes and they scour the skirting boards, and not for pocket money, because this is how she's brought them up. Unfortunately, most Irish mammies have not brought their children up. And as you say, this generation is probably right off. But it's up to the next generation of young women entering a relationship with a man who, as I say, has all functioning parts. Make sure he does his bit, because there's no point in coming back whinging about it when it's 10 years on and you find you're doing everything and you've let that horse bolt.
Brenda Farr, columnist with the Irish Daily Mail, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.